The month of February is starting on the Lord's Day. 1st of February is the Lord's Day, Sunday. I believe that it means that this month shall be the Lord's month. And I will trust God to move in this month like never before. In Jesus' name. The theme of this month will be reigning as kings by the force of dedication to God. Dedication. Dedication to God. And so this morning, I need help again with the sound. Take off the bars, extra bars. We shall be looking at the second part of the message. The blessing of dedication to God in soul winning. The blessing of dedication to God in soul winning. We have two objectives. The first one is to understand the meaning of dedication to God. What is the meaning of dedication to God? And then number two, understanding the blessing of dedication to God in soul winning. Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, Paul the apostle speaking said, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I. But Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. We saw in the first service that churchgoers are plenty, but dedicated Christians are scarce. Church patronizers are plenty, but committed people, people who patronize churches are plenty, but people who God can count on are few. So we began to define dedication. We looked at five definitions. I'm going to have another five in this service, but just briefly rush through that. That dedication to God means being sold out to God. Being sold out. Secondly, it means being a promoter and a defender of both God and his cause in the earth. A promoter, a defender. Nobody can talk negatively or act negatively against God in your presence and it is comfortable with you. Thirdly, we said dedication to God means being real with God. You are not fake. You are not plastic. You are authentic. Your relationship with God is not tampered with situations, with money, and so forth. Number four, we said dedication to God means making God the central focus of one's life, where your life revolves around God. And then we saw that dedication to God is possessing the heart that yearns for God, that pants after God. Cravings and desires after God that nothing can satisfy. Nothing. There was a scripture God drew our attention to in that first service at this point that is important to note. That was Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27 and 28. He said, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. And unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. That is, when Jesus is coming back to the earth the second time, what we call the second coming of Jesus, the rapture, it's not to everybody he will appear. That is, this trumpet will sound and there are many who won't hear it. He will come and he has gone, and many are not aware. He said, who are the people who will be aware? He said, those who are looking for him. Those whose hearts pant after God. Those who are not at home in this world. Those who are homesick. It's not like they want to die before time. But it is that there is nothing in this world that makes any sense or meaning outside of being with God. That once in a while, these people yearn. Oh Lord, when will this corrupt world end? When will this filthy world end? When will this world of bloodshed end? When will this world of lovelessness, where people don't care what you feel or what you think, when will it end? These people long like that. Even though they live in this world, but they are yearning for that day when the garbage that is called this earth is over. When this Satan corrupt world, even though while we are in the world, we are in charge, but yet we yearn. He said, for those who groan like that, who long, who look for him, he will appear. That is why many have said, in some revelations of many Christians, miss the rapture. Why? Because they were not looking for him. Am I communicating? I thought that point was very, very strong in the first service, and it should be made again. But while we go on in this second service, what does dedication mean to us? There are five other definitions that we want to look at. Dedication to God means what? Number two, dedication to God means being sown as a seed unto God and his cause on the earth. Sown as a seed. The Bible said, except the corn of wheat falls to the earth and dies, it abides alone. John chapter 12, verse 24. But if it dies, it brings forth much fruit. Sown as a seed means living beyond yourself. The seed does not exist for itself. Sown as a seed for the benefit of humanity and eternity. Dedicated people are seeds. Seeds that are sown. That's why somebody is standing here talking about life change in Switzerland. Somebody is here talking about sitting at a Ogogoro joint in Ete land in Enugu State and listening to a message. Standing out on the wings of character from this altar. His life changed. Yoke broken. Living as a seed. There are those who live for self, and there are those who live as a seed. Dedicated people don't live for themselves. They live beyond themselves. They live as a seed for their generation. Secondly, dedication to God means the decision to go all the way with God. All the way. Not going halfway with God. All the way. Everything. Where He leads me, I will go. In the army. Where He leads me, I will go. In the army. Where He leads me, I will go. In the army. I'm a soldier. In the army of the Lord. All the way. Because Himself went all the way to Calvary. He went for me. Jesus went for me. My Savior went for me. All the way to Calvary. He went for me. He died to set me free. All the way with God. When God called Abraham, in Genesis chapter 12, and in verse 5, the Bible said, and Abraham took Sarai his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran, and they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. Abraham's father stopped his own journey on the way. Abraham went all the way with God. Am I communicating? There are people who were going the journey with God in their secondary school days. But when they stepped into the walls of the university, by the time you saw them, you never believed that this guy was the FCS president or the secretary general or the SU. His journey has stopped. Am I communicating at all? There are those, the journey was very, very fervent in the university. Bro was on fire. Sister was on fire. By the time university education was over, he just got a job. And you say, when are you coming for fellowship? Say, my job is occupying me so much these days. The job is so much these days. His journey has stopped. There were some that were so much on fire for God until some money touched their hands. Until some position landed in their hands. What a pity. And then the journey is over. You know those kind of people? Won't you come to church? Oh no, I'm not very spiritual. My wife is a church type. I knew a man, life story, when he was a struggler, life story, hear me very carefully, when he was a struggler, he was passionate for God, to the point where guest minister came to town, he will be the one to drive them himself, he was still struggling, the money began to come, plenty money. Then he began to drift away, further and further away from God. At this time he had many things, he even had a plane or more. Only for him to cross cross over to the other side completely. To the point where he wants to sacrifice his wife. Real story. And he told the wife, he said, you know what? I love you so much. Please, can you just agree to die? Anything you want, I can give you. Just agree to die. Looks like the wife was refusing to die. By all manner of evil machinations and occultic operations. He couldn't say, just agree. Any anything, any property, anything I have you want, I give you. The wife looked and couldn't believe what she was hearing. He said, anything I want, you will give me after I have died, so that who will use it? His journey stopped with money. He did not return back to God till he was cut short suddenly. Do you understand what I'm talking about? All the way. Lord, I want to go all the way. The fire I used to have 30 years ago, I want to have it today. And I even want it to be higher, because the Bible said, the path of the just is a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect. I cannot be more spiritual yesterday than today. I cannot be more committed to God yesterday than today. I cannot be more dedicated to God yesterday than today. The question I want to ask somebody is, how far will your own journey take you? You know, God has given us the privilege to go anywhere in the world we want by his mercies and by any means. We have crusades this year in Canada. We have crusades in America. We have crusades in Europe, in the United Kingdom. We have crusades in Brazil, Argentina. We have crusades. But we also have crusades in village. The first one is happening in Nampa. They can show you how the place is right now, where we are going. They showed us a clip of our people doing evangelism there. Ahead of us, we are there this week. We have not grown too big for rural, rugged evangelism. That's right. We are in this place, this road you are seeing, these places you are seeing now. We are there this week. A point should have come when you are now big. You are so big that it's only the boys that should go there. Only the boys should go there. We have gone for village crusade before, where the water we drank was as brownish as the brown of that of this altar. The color of the water. I won't mention the village where we went and drank that water, because it may be a village. Do you understand what I'm talking about? And all that is going on until Jesus comes. We will still go to places where airplane cannot land except helicopter. We will still go. Question you want to ask yourself is, how far will your journey with God take you? Some people's dedication has a price tag. They are dedicated to God for as long as they haven't seen the price. There is an amount of money, amount of position that will change their prayer life, that will kill it. There is an amount of money, an amount of position, amount of exposure that will make them too civilized for God, too educated for church. May you never come to such a point. That was Pakistan last year. There are people, if you gave them $1 billion, they won't go to a place like this. Hallelujah. Going all the way with God. Making the commitment. Lord, I am ready to go all the way with you. All the way. What is dedication to God? Number 3, which is actually number 8 here. It is the investment of lifetime, energy, resources. ability, potentials, the investment of life's time, life's energy, life's resources, life's ability, life's potentials for God. Lord, I am all yours. Own me, Lord, I am all yours. Lord, I am all yours. Use me, Lord, I am all yours. Lord, I am all yours. Own me, Lord, I am all yours. Lord, I am all yours. Use me, Lord, I am all yours. Lord, I am all yours. Own me, Lord, I am all yours. Lord, I am all yours. Use me, Lord, I am all yours. Lord, I am all yours. Own me, Lord, I am all yours. Lord, I am all yours. Use me, Lord, I am all yours. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 20, verse 20. Paul the Apostle said, I have kept nothing back that was profitable unto you, but I have showed you and I have taught you publicly and from house to house. My time, I give you whatever you, any time you want out of my time, Lord, have it. My resources, any resource, anything you want out of my resources, Lord, have it. My wisdom, what I know how to do, have it. My ability, have it. My potentials. For some of us, there is no department of our life that is not into what we are doing. Medical knowledge comes in. Talents came in. Every single thing, every single thing. Acts chapter 20, verse 20. Paul the Apostle said, I have kept back nothing. I am not holding anything away from God. That is where you see a dedicated man. When the construction of this house was on, people were asked to give. We emptied two big accounts that we had been saving for a long time. Young man, youth copper boy, just finished youth service. All the money he had was 50,000 naira. It was in his suit pocket. He told his fiancée then, he said, take that money, take it and give to God. This is all I have. That boy, youth copper, God saw his heart, saw his dedication, shifted his life. He is in billions of his own. This house was dedicated 6 years ago. You can imagine, by six, 7 years ago, the highest you have was 50 naira, 50,000 inside your pocket. Serving, standing and serving in the church, you won't realize that this is a person standing as an usher, just standing as a pro. You won't realize that this person just had 50,000 before, standing as a protocol. That is, Lord, I'm in your hands, holding nothing back. Walk on me, O Lord, both in and out. Transform me, O Lord, both in and out, till I become all you have in mind for me. Till I become all you have in mind for me. Lord, I'm in your hands, holding nothing back. Walk on me, O Lord, both in and out. Transform me, O Lord, both in and out, till I become all you have in mind for me. Holding nothing back. Holding nothing back. Holding nothing back. It's a new day for somebody. It's a new day for somebody. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. What is dedication to us? Number four, it is making God the reason for living. The reason for living. Philippians chapter 1 and in verse 21, Paul the apostle said, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." For me to live means Christ, and to die is gain. If it is not Christ, life is not worth living. That's what Paul said. And death is a loss for those who did not live for Christ. Death is a loss. Death is a loss. For to me, to live is Christ. What is it? What does that mean? That is, you consider it unreasonable and unprofitable to live a life that excludes Christ. Unreasonable, unprofitable to live a life that is not lived for God. For to me, to live means Christ, and to die is gain. That is, everything I do with my life, Christ is central. If I am a lecturer, I'm lecturing with that in mind. But let God help me. See as many of these people I can touch, as much as the laws allow, as many of these people I can touch for God, for eternity. So that for to me, lecturing is not just salary. Lecturing is Christ. For to me, oil and gas business is not just money. It is Christ. Somebody asked me this year, he said, "What is the crusade bill for this year?" I said, "What are you talking about?" I said, everything from January to December, every crusade, everywhere in the world, how much will it cost? Take your seat. Calm down. Calm down. Take your seat. I say, I don't know the price yet. I need to ask. But I can tell you of plane movement. He said, there is something I am expecting. And I have covenanted with God that the heavier percentage of it is His. So don't scream yet with the assumption that somebody is carrying the burden. So I can relax. Isn't it? Do you understand? He said, this same person said, of all the money I will make, how much will I use? How many rooms will I sleep in? How many cars can I drive? What do I need? How much do I need for my wife and children? Then what should the balance be used for? Are you seeing sin sets? Thought pattern. For to me to live is Christ. For to me, law practice is Christ. I will make people to know Christ for as much as possible. That is, to me, all cases are not cases I can handle. A person kill person and he say, "I kill person. Help me, defend me. Take 20 billion. He say, "That's not the kind of case I do." The person fraudulently cheated his way into office. And he said, take money and defend me. He said, I don't defend this kind of case. Because you are a loser, not a winner. What does it profit a man to win the case and lose your soul? And how do you defend yourself before God? That you are able to wangle your way through the constitution and wangle your way through every single thing. And God said, alright, I am a constitution that is unbendable. I am a judge that is unbendable. Tell me again the morality of your defense of that case. For to me, to practice medicine is Christ. Give me a fraudulent medical report so that I can get a job. You are talking to the wrong doctor. All I need is just a report. You are talking to the wrong person. Manipulate the autopsy finding. You are not talking to the right person. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? For to me, to live, you live in such a way that you can defend your moves and your steps when you stand before the judge of the universe. You can defend your steps and defend your moves. For to me, to live is Christ. And to die is gain. And finally, what does it mean to be dedicated? To be dedicated means to living to give God pleasure with your life. Your life is giving God pleasure. That is the man, the woman, who has attracted the validation of heaven, attracted the approval of God. Matthew chapter 3 verse 17 concerning Jesus. The Father spoke from heaven and said, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. I am well pleased. In him, I am well pleased. A voice from heaven that has pleased. That is, the crux of the matter is not whether this thing pleases me. Does it please God? It's not whether people are pleased. Is God pleased? That is, we are endeavoring, and let me say that, you are not necessarily perfect. He said, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Catherine Kuhlman said, when I meet God at the end of the day, she said, I will tell him, Father, you know, I did everything I could to the best of my knowledge. I was not 100% perfect, but you know I tried. So you know I tried. I will not voluntarily, consciously, deliberately, intentionally offend you. And in the course of the assignment, I tried my best. He said, and all I want to hear is, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Hallelujah. Many of us will struggle to please men. at the expense of pleasing God. We struggle for people to, for us to be in the good books of everybody. And it's not possible. We struggle. We struggle for everybody to be happy with us. It's not possible. My issue is, if God is happy with me, and I'm exercising my conscience to be void of offense towards God and man, and God is happy with me, anybody who is unhappy with me can do anything with himself. Anything you want to do with your life. Other people will say, let them go to hell. Somebody say amen. Amen. Lift up your hands and say after me, say, Father, help me, Lord, to do your will. Let me want what you want, oh my dear Lord, 1 minute and then we'll move. Let me want what you want, oh my dear Lord. Let me love what you love, oh dear Lord. That is how you designed life to be loved. Help me, Lord, to live how I ought to live. Let me want what you want. Let me want what you want, oh my dear. Let me love what you love. That is how, that is how you design life to be loved. Help me, Lord, help me, Lord. Second verse. Let my life bring you joy, bring you pleasure, and not fail. Let me live in your plan for my life. For my life. That is living life at its very best. That is living life at its very best, Lord. That is living. That is living to God. Again. Let my life bring you joy. Let my life bring you joy and not fail. Let me live in your plan for my life. Let me live in your plan for my life. That is living life at its very best. Living life at its very best, Lord. That is living to glorify your name. Oh Lord, take me to the place where I have no will of my own.
Oh Lord, take me to the place where I have no will.
That is simple. From your will. Take me to that place where I have no choice.
Oh Lord, take me to the place
where I have no choice.
Where I have no choice.
That is separate from your choice. To be lost in you is my desire.
To be lost in you is my desire. To be yours is all I.
Take me to the place,
Lord. Take me to the place
where I have no.
That is separate from your will.
Take me to the place where I have no choice. That is separate.
Take me to the place where I have no choice.
That is separate from your will. To be lost in you.
To be lost in you.
be all for you. Third verse. Set me free from myself.
Set me free from myself. Pull my fears off.
From the way.
Set me free. So I can afford for free regret.
So my life
can bring you pleasure. Set me free, oh, myself. Oh.
So my life can bring pleasure. Take me to the place, oh Lord. Take me to the place where I have no will that is separate from your will. Take me, Lord, take me to the place.
Oh Lord, take me to the place.
To be lost in you.
To be lost in you. If I desire to be all for you, it's all I want. All I
took me to. Lift your hands and worship him.
Where I have no choice. God is separate from your child. All that took me to the place where I am.
God is separate from your child. To be lost in you.
To be lost. My desire.
Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Breathe upon this service again and let nobody leave you the same in Jesus' name. Please be seated in the next few minutes. What does it entail? Alright. Our highest, one of our strongest marks of dedication is dedication to soul winning. In John chapter 15 verse 16, he said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. When we go to win souls, what is the blessedness? I will not go back to what we did in the first service because of time. What is the blessedness of dedication to God in the area of soul winning? Number one, it is the harvest of satisfaction that we get from giving satisfaction to the master. The harvest of satisfaction and fulfillment of life. In Isaiah 53 verse 11, he said, he shall see the travail of his soul and he shall be satisfied. When we go on the assignment of reaching out to people for whose sake Jesus died, why he bled and traveled on the cross. If we get our friends, our family members to know God, that satisfaction we bring to his heart returns back to us in ways you cannot understand. Number two, it is access to the Spirit and the power of God. That is rescue from powerless existence. Acts chapter 1 verse 8, you say you shall receive, Acts 1:8, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you and you shall be my witnesses. When you are ready to be a witness for God, you can't walk in powerlessness. You can't walk in weakness. You can't walk in weakness. You shall receive power. Number three, it is access to the manifestation of the supernatural. In Acts, Mark chapter 16 verse 20, they went everywhere and preached, and the Lord went with them, walking with them, confirming the word with signs. Access to the supernatural. Signs, wonders. In your own life, your life is a sign. Your life is a miracle. And then the life of others as well. Number four is existence as a jewel of God. A jewel of God. Existence as a jewel of God. In Malachi chapter 3 and in verse 17. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels. And I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. When you serve God and you serve him in that realm of soul winning, you are precious. You are a jewel. You are a star of the kingdom. Anywhere you are found in life, you can't be hid. Whatever you do stands out. You are a jewel. One man frequently gave us his plane for crusades. He has a heart for soul winning. In his field today in this country is number one. One day, we were going for a crusade in Jalingo. He gave us his plane. And we went, the plane, there were more people, so the plane had to return and take the people back. All that free of charge. Operating like a town service. Or a taxi cab. I asked him, I said, what prayer can we pray for you? He said, tell God. All those souls that were won when you gave altar call and people came out in mass, tell God to allocate one. That's Jalingo Crusade 2022. That venue was filled by 4 p.m. before the opening prayer by 5. Filled to overflow. He said, tell God, just allocate me one soul from this crowd that came out. That will be my, let it be my reward in heaven when we go to heaven. Do you understand? Say, just tell God that he should allocate one for my effort to transport the crusaders to the crusade. He should give me one. Let one be on my record in heaven that I was part of the soul winning. Only one soul, you say, one. He gave a whole plane to go many times. All I'm wanting is let one plane be counted for me in heaven. He said, I will make up my jewels. They will be my stars. There are several people. There are people sitting there I'm looking at here. A whole church is built, handed over. church built, handed over. They are all stars in various fields. I spoke to one the other day. I said, when are you going to get your sheep? He said, yes, the Lord has already placed it in his heart. Go ahead. Stars in various realms. I will position them as my jewels. Any field they are, you can't ignore them. Wherever they are found, they are notable. Finally, access to divine wages. Wages. John chapter 4, verse 35, all the way to verse 37. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields. Look at Nigeria, look at the world, the field is ripe, already to harvest. The challenge is the laborers are few. Verse 36. And he that reapeth, receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal. That both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true. One soweth, another reapeth. One soweth. Sow the prayer seed. Sow the financial seed that put the crusades together. And one stands on the platform and say, come and give your life to Christ. One soweth, another reapeth. And everybody is working together. But he that reapeth, receiveth wages. Do you know what it means for God to put you on his salary scale? Because you are a reaper. You may have billions of your own, millions of your own. You may be on a regular government salary, but God says, I want to put you on a scale. Scale that is non-monetary. Part of the wages will be no trespass here. Part of the wages, you can't go before your time. Apart from the wages, get ready. Because it is your day. Somebody say aloud, amen. Amen. There are people seated here in a short while. God will make you so big that you will be flowing as a flowing river. Flowing from nation to nation. With resources impacting territories. In the name of Jesus Christ. We lift up your hands and give him the praise. Give him the praise. Lord, prepare me a sanctuary, pure and holy. We can stand up on our feet now. Tried and true, ooh, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary, sanctuary. For you, Lord, prepare me, Lord, prepare to be a pure and holy, tried and true. Take your seat 1 minute. Thank you, Lord, because you are our life. You are our song. Just go ahead in thanksgiving to God for the word you just heard. And everyone here today, you know fully well that this word has come to touch you, to impact you. and you want to make your ways right, in a short while, I'll ask you to come.
Is that your story?
It's not possible.
I have no future.
No future. Asking the Lord this moment is, let a little portion of your passion come into my heart. What shall it profit a man to live, to gain the world and lose his soul? And yet it's not possible to gain the world but still lose the soul. What can a man give in exchange? When I meet my Maker, what will I tell him I lived my life for? What will I say I used this life for? Lift your hands and say, Father, I am ready. Father, I'm ready. I welcome you into my life today with fresh passion for you. To live for what really matters. I want to live, Lord, in the world of your glory. I want to live, Lord, in the place where you are. Before we receive that prayer, anywhere you are, and you are saying to me, Pastor, I want to make it right with Jesus. I want to be forgiven of my sins. I want the yokes of addictions broken. I have been far from God. I want to be near. Or you want to rededicate yourself to God. Be the first person to rush to the frontier. I might give a count like up to 20. You're on the gallery, wherever you are. Just ensure you rush to this frontier, to this altar. I wanna live, Lord, in the world. Yes, God bless you, sir. Run forward quickly.
I want to live, Lord,
one. Don't remain there. To stay away. To stay away.
Stay away from.
Keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. Three. Lead on, lead on, lead on. I want to leave, I want to leave. Three. Four. Keep coming. Five. Help her right there.
I want to leave.
Seven, eight. Run, run, run forward.
To stay away from the
pressure. A test of this life.
To stay away.
To stay away.
Stay away from the
Lord, from the way.
Lord, separate me,
separate me,
oh God.
become the thing.
I want to leave. I wanna leave.
Oh Lord, that's right where you are. Lift up your two hands everywhere you are. Let your fire fall on this sacrifice, oh, consuming fire. Let me burn for you. Let your fire fall on this sacrifice. Oh, consuming fire, clothe me with yourself. We need a clothing of fire. Lift your hands up. Oh, consuming fire, I need you to set me on fire. Let me burn for you. I have been zealous for many things, but I want to be zealous for you. A consuming fire. Let me burn for you. Let your fire fall on the sacrifice. A consuming fire. Clothe me with yourself. Help out there. Lift your hands high. Give me the first verse of that song. Owner of my life, I surrender my all. I offer my life a living sacrifice. Owner of my life. Hey! Anybody surrendering their lives to Jesus today? I offer my life on the altar, Lord. Let your fire fall. Let your fire fall on this sacrifice. Oh, consuming fire.
Let me burn for you. Let your fire fall on this sacrifice. Oh, consuming fire. Clothe me with yourself. Sing it to my tent. Let your fire fall. Hey! Hey, 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 hey. Oh, consuming fire. Clothe me with yourself. Lift up your hands everywhere you are and receive the clothing of this fire. Receive the clothing of this fire. Lift your hands high. Receiving the clothing of this fire. Leko atami aragati safu. Lokateni migarata setefiola. The fire of passion for God. The fire of fresh passion. Fresh zeal. Hey, hey, hey. Lift your hands. And when I say the name of Jesus, receive the fire. 1, 2, 3. Then you scream, I receive. And place your hand on your head. Father, let the fire fall. Let that fire fall. In the name of Jesus, receive the fire. 1, 2, and 3. Receive the fire. Fresh fire. Lord, you are here. 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 Lord, hey! Something is happening. Malayada kesete petesete. Pray, pray, pray.
Lord, you are
Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Be glorified, Lord. The climate is so heavy and so dense, but, oh, time. Wave your hands and give him the praise.